All right, everyone. That's it for today's class. Y'all head on home now. I'll see y'all again on Monday. Go on. Get on out of here. Phew. Week's finally over. Maybe I'll hit the gym later on the way home. Oh, not you. You ain't going home yet. Hold up there a second, partner. I want to talk to you just a little bit about your work. Just the two of us, you know? Let me close on up. And there we go. Now, why don't you go ahead and take a seat there, Missy? Been looking real hard at your work, and I've got a couple of concerns. You come to every class. That's great. But your work, it's just... Well, I don't know quite how to put it, but it's bad. It's real bad. I don't get it. You pay attention. I can tell. You've got your eyes on me every day. You even come to extra workshops when I run them. Can you tell me what's wrong? Now, I'm not here to berate you and make you feel bad. I want you folks to do well in my class. Look, I know some of the other professors are here just for the sake of their research grants or tenure, but, well, I came here to teach first and foremost. Some of them, well, they want to get rich and famous off their research. But if I want to do that, well, there's a whole lot of other places I could be. Now, why don't you tell me what's wrong? Is the material? Are you having a hard time focusing, darling? It's embarrassing. Oh, look, darling. It's just classwork. It ain't nothing to be embarrassed over. The door's locked. It's just us. Security cameras. Oh, don't be ridiculous. I'll let you in on a little secret. Those things? They ain't worked since I started here. So, whatever's wrong, it's our little secret. Is it something at home? Come on now. What are you getting all fidgety for? You look like you're hiding something on me. Insistent, aren't you? You got something in your lap you're holding on to? Are you sick? Let me get a look at... Oh, I see. It's like that. Now, relax. I ain't gonna call the campus police on you. You're a healthy young lady. And it's to be expected. You know, most people are a little surprised when they find out the professor's quite the looker. Look. If it helps you calm down, I'll tell you a little secret about myself. What do you say? Alright then. Well, your old professor here wasn't always a teacher. I know. Surprise, surprise. Here, let me get my phone out. I've still got some pictures. Back when I was younger, I used to be part of a racing team. Here, take a gander at this. Folks used to call me Brilliant Shower. Named after a bunch of shooting stars. Oh, they'd always say I was faster than a comet blazing through the sky. Of course, those days are long behind me. I do keep myself in pretty good shape still, of course. I might never race again, but I can never let myself go, either. It'd be downright shameful if I did. Racing aside, I always wanted to teach younger folks, so now I'm here. What do you think? Huh? You what? You knew all that already. You actually recognized me. Your parents were into watching the races when you were younger. Well, ain't that a kick in the head? Must have been a real shock for you. And I suppose a real treat when you showed up at class for the first time and saw me. Well, if you're a fan, I'd be happy to sign something for you. Been quite a while since I've done that. You're more than a fan. What do you mean? You had a crush on me when you were younger. Oh, that's so sweet. Would that explain why you're having a hard time in class? You still have a crush on me after all these years. You do, huh? Well, I'll be. That also explains why you never miss a class or an event. You just wanted to get a good look at little old me, didn't you? Gosh, what on earth do I do about all this? How are you supposed to focus if all you can think about is me? You know I ain't all I'm cracked up to be, right? I ain't the racer you watch while you're growing up. I'm just an old lady now. I'm so beautiful to you. You're a sweet one, huh? But what can I do? I know. I did some psychology class at one point. They say that desire and temptation can be born from the inability to get what you want the most. God knows it's rather unprofessional of me, but, well, truth be told, I ain't been with nobody for quite a while. And if your body gets like that when you look at me, then I know what you're after. If I help you with that need, well, maybe you'll be able to calm down and focus. Oh, look at you, getting all flustered and stammering. Cat got your tongue? Come on now, you're all alone with your professor, who you've desired for oh so long. You wouldn't turn down such a fine opportunity, would you now? You wouldn't? That's what I like to hear. Oh, I knew you were a good girl. You're blushing even harder than before. Do you like it when I praise you? Well, then I guess I'll do it some more. You are such a good girl. Such a good, good girl. And good girls, well, I think they deserve a reward. Come here. Not bad. Actually, that was pretty good. Huh? That was your first kiss? You're kidding me. A fine-looking gal like yourself? Well then, does that mean there's another first to be had here? I see. Well, I ain't gonna go all the way. That's for you to experience when you find someone you really want to settle down with. But I got something else in mind that'd be real fun for you. Like I said, I got do something to get your mind off me. So, why don't you come on over to my desk? There you go. Good girl. Come on now. At my age, I know quite a few tricks to take care of your needs. What do you say? We have a little fun together, hmm? Yeah? Good girl. Now, why don't you hop up on my desk? Let me see what you're working with down here. Considering the bulge I saw earlier, you must have something real good for me, huh? My, oh my. You are packing quite some heat, aren't you? Quite the healthy young lady. This is delicious. Already dripping from me, too. You already guessed what I got in store for you, didn't ya? That's right. You spent plenty of time watching me yammer in front of the class. I bet you've had more than a couple of fantasies about me working you over with my mouth. That's what I thought. Well, darling, I'm gonna fulfill those fantasies of yours right here. Right now. That's real good. Your cock is so hard too. Be a real treat for you, having your childhood crush suck on your cock. I could get used to this. There's so much pre-cum. And it's delicious. I just want to drink every last drop of your gum. You like it when I kiss the dip, don't you? to catch my breath. Darling, I'm practically drowning in your pre-cum. Oh, and I'm loving every moment of it. That's good. That's real good. But you know, that's not all I got in store, right? You know, I can do a lot more for you, don't you? Well, why don't you sit back and relax? Just go wild. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I can get addicted to this. Oh, I'm drooling so much. Oh, what are you doing? Are you trying to push down on my head? You're real greedy, aren't ya? Well, I don't mind. You can be as greedy as you want. Especially considering I'm real greedy too. Your cock tastes so good. You're to come soon, aren't you, darling? I can tell. Every time I suck on you, your cock twitches in my mouth. I can feel your balls tensing in my hands. You don't have to hold back, though. You can give your own teacher all of your cum. Every last drop. Now, don't you hold back. You're gonna be grated on this one. Come for me. Give me every last drop. Oh yeah, there's so much. Oh, good girl. You sure had a lot saved of me, didn't ya? Were you holding out, hoping for something like this? Oh, that's kinda sweet. Damn, that was good though. I got a spare towel in my bag. Why don't we get this mess cleaned up? Seems like I already got today's workout in, so I won't need it for the gym later. Now, even for both adults, you don't go telling nobody, you hear? This is our little secret. They ain't gonna be happy if they find out what we did. Probably get us both kicked out of the university. But I hope you're satisfied now. Maybe you can calm down in class and actually get your work done. You want me even more now that you got a little taste? Damn, guess that psych course didn't pay off. I'll tell you what. You focus on my class, bring those grades up, and we'll see about you getting a little bit more of me. Think of it as an incentive, a little reward for being a good girl and working real hard for me. You work hard for me, and I'll take you back home. And I'll work you real hard in return. Sound good, partner? Good. Don't forget then, I'll see you in class on Monday.